Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Today's episode is the top three challenges of conference calls and how to overcome them. And this is the second in a three-part series. So the challenge we're talking about today is that the conference call is boring, deadly boring. So you've all attended conference calls or you've led conference calls where all of a sudden it feels like all of the energy has been sucked out of the call. You can feel yourself nodding off or trying your best to stay awake. You feel like you're speaking into an echo chamber. You start looking at your email and checking your watch and doing all these other things to sort of get through the meeting. And the energy level is just flat. You ask a question and it just goes out into the black abyss, right? We've all been on those kinds of conference calls where you just would rather anything else in the world be happening but this call. Now, there is a solution to boring conference calls. And the big solution that you need to have in place is that you have to be the energy you want to feel. Be the energy you want to feel, right? So that is a little take on the Gandhi quote of be the change you want to see, but the same idea, be the energy you want to feel on the call. So many times when we're on these conference calls, whether we're leading them or attending them, we think the responsibility for generating energy or injecting energy into the call lies with someone else. And really, it all starts with us. So whether you're leading the call or attending, you want to be energized if you want other people to be energized. And one of the ways I suggest you do this is by doing what I call chi activators. Chi activators. So chi is spelled C-H-I, and chi, or sometimes you'll see it as Q-I, and it's a Chinese word that means energy. It means energy. And so you want to find some ways to activate your own energy on that call so that when you speak or you respond, you're injecting energy into the call. So even if others don't pick it up, you become known, you build your brand as being somebody who's always ready on a call, always has great virtual presence on the call. And certainly, if you inject energy into the call as the leader of the call, then it brings other people on board to then inject their energy into the call and you bring the energy level up. So really, what you want to do as a leader or an attendee of a conference call to activate your own chi, your own energy, is to think about these things. Can you maybe before the call stand up and do some stretches, right? Do some stretches like raising your arms above your head and touching your toes and something to get your heart rate going, maybe a few jumping jacks or jogging in place. But let's say maybe you're sitting in a cubicle and you cannot really do that. You don't have an office. You can't close your door. So you can sit at your desk and you can breathe really deeply all the way down to the belly two or three times really quickly, get your heart rate up, get things racing. You can raise your arms above your head. I'm doing it right now. You can do this in your cubicle. You can do something that doesn't make any noise, but it gets your energy level up. You can stand up and do the call, right? Instead of sitting down, being sedentary, that sort of drags your energy down and pulls you down, you can actually stand up and deliver the call from a standing position. These are all things that activate your energy. Now, of course, one thing you can do is you use the momentum of your busy days and you can walk really rapidly between meetings or you know, almost lightly jog if you have the kind of campus or office where that would be okay. You can walk really briskly outside to your next conference call meeting or lightly jog outside to your next conference call meeting. Get your energy level up. So the main thing on boring conference calls is that, and you'll begin to see this, is that when you become the energy you want to feel, then you begin to get that energy back. And the entire call becomes an exchange of energy, and you'll notice the energy level rising on the call. But it starts with you. So here is your action step to overcome the challenge of boring conference calls. You this week want to practice a few chi activators. Now, I've named several on this call, but figure out what works best for you authentically. So if walking briskly into the next conference call, taking a little walk outside and walking briskly into your next high stakes conference call is going to get your energy level up and help you launch into a great call, do that. If it means sitting at your desk and just doing a little desk yoga, right? So you have your arms above your head, or you're touching your toes, you're stretching side to side, then do that. If it means you need to stand up and maybe clap your hands or jog in place, do that. The idea is to figure out, what do you need to do to activate your energy in ways that increase your virtual presence and increase your energy level on that call, thereby raising the energy level of the entire call? So that's your action step for this week. Let me know how that works. So thank you so much for joining me for Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.